Everyone. Good morning, everyone. It's lovely to see so many of you on this remembrance service. Debbie Leach, if she'll wave at you, Debbie is
Morning, everyone.
Debbie helping me this morning. And I think, well, I was actually rotated for this Sunday, but unfortunately, Steph is still on compassionate leave because of the news of Robert's death last Monday. So we do pray for Steph, and please hold her in your prayers, that the Lord will comfort and keep her, and all the feelings that she has of shock and grief, that he will be really close to her, and that we, as her friends and church family, will be able to write to her and support her. She has lots of close friends and relatives staying with her at the moment, so be assured that she is being supported. So we've got a few notices. We've got the X Valley lunches that are coming up on the 14th of December. Next Sunday is our group service, so we'll all be together. The blessings course, which some of you may or may not have signed up for, it's actually being cancelled until probably the new year. We're just going to review that to see how things are. We're doing a real life nativity at our farm here at Bradley House, which will be good fun on the 10th of December with real animals, and at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on the 10th of December. And the next Bible study is at Washfield. The Cottage Washfield on November the 14th at 2:30. And if you'd like to come, give Tim Gorringe a call, and that his link is on the paperwork that you've received. Okay. So you're very welcome, and we'll begin our service. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you and also with you.
Also with you.
O Lord, open our lips and our
And our
mouth.
mouth shall proclaim your praise.
We are gathered this morning to worship Almighty God, whose purposes are good, whose power sustains the world he has made, who loves us, though we have failed in his service, who gave Jesus Christ for the life of the world, and who by his Holy Spirit leads us in his way. As we give thanks for his great works, we remember those who have lived and died in his service and in the service of others. We pray for all who suffer through war and are in need. We ask for his help and blessing that we may do his will and that the whole world may acknowledge him as Lord and King. Let us pray. Blessed are you, sovereign God, ruler and judge of all. To you be praise and glory forever. In the darkness of the age that is passing away, may the glory of your kingdom surround our steps as we journey on. May we reflect the light of your glory this day and so be made ready to come into your presence. Amen. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be
Blessed
God.
be God forever.
So, the act of penitence. Most merciful Father, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness and keep us in life eternal. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
And now we have the first reading, Thessalonians chapter 4,
verse 13 to end. Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind, who have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we are still alive and we are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. Thanks be to God.
Now to the psalmody. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High and abides under the shadow of the Almighty will say to the Lord, my refuge and my stronghold, my God in whom I put my trust. For he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He shall cover you with his wings, and you shall be safe under his feathers. His faithfulness shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of any terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor of the sickness that destroys at noonday. Though 1,000 fall at your side and 10,000 at your right side, yet it shall not come near you. Your eyes have only to behold to see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord your refuge and the Most High your stronghold. There shall be no evil happen to you, neither shall any plague come near your tent. For he shall give his angel charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear you in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because they have set their love upon me, therefore I deliver them. I will lift them up because they know my name. They will call upon me and I will answer them. I am with them in trouble. I will deliver them and bring them to honor. With long life, I will satisfy them and show them my salvation. Keep me as the apple
of your eye.
Keep us, good Lord, under the shadow of your mercy. And as you have bound us to yourself in love, leave us not who call upon your name, but grant us your salvation, make known in the cross of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Glory to the Father,
and
to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now. And shall be
forever.
Amen. Lord God, just and true, you make your salvation known in the sight of the nations. Tune the song of our heart to the music of creation as you come among us to judge the earth through our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
Okay, now we have our second reading, which is from Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 to 13. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps but did not take any oil with them. The wise ones, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all came drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, the cry rang out,
"Here's the bridegroom. Come out to meet him." Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out." "No," they replied. "There may not be enough for both of us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves." But that while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were already went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the others also came. "Lord, Lord," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "Truly, I tell you, I don't know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And now we're going to have our reflection. Act of remembrance. "They shall grow not old, as that we are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them." We will all remember them. "When you go home, tell them of us and say, for your tomorrow we gave our today."
And now we keep our 2 minutes of silence. Almighty Father, we remember before you those who sacrificed their lives in the struggle for freedom. We pray that the justice and peace for which they fought may be established among the families of the nations. We ask this in him who taught us to pray for the coming of his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. even Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And now we have our time of reflection. So holding on and looking at our poppy flowers, this brings to mind giving thanks for the lives of those who died in war and all they gave to their family and friends, remembering those who have gone before us, remembering the happy and the sad times. Remembering gives us a chance to reflect and think existentially. Notice I have used the word, the euphemism, gone before, instead of died. Using the words died or death is something we skirt around in our culture, but as Christians we can be bold when talking about it. It is, after all, the gateway to a new and perfect life where all is well and there is freedom and wholeness with no tears. Living life as a curate in the depths of rural communities, the natural cycle of life and death in creation is very immersive. When people's lives are cut short, listening to family and friends talking about the person they loved so dearly is such a privilege. Questions like, what were they like? What was it about them that you loved so much? These questions breathe beautiful conversations of realization and truth, but also a sense of lasting healing balm. Steph was saying on Friday that people saying such beautiful things about Robert in their memories of him was so comforting for her to hear. There was a famous sycamore tree at Windsill Escarpment by Hadrian's Wall that was suddenly cut down. It was one of the world's most photographed trees, a marker of the seasons, a place of richness, imagination, and spiritual meaning. Ashes were scattered there, memories created there. And when reflecting on the upset of local people, the Bishop of Newcastle said of that tree that it bore a pastoral load in its strength and beauty. But it's not the end of the story. Its coppiced trunk might indeed sprout. And indeed, many of us may be inspired to plant more sycamore trees. Jesus walked this earth and bears our pastoral load if we hand it to him. We live in a transient world where the unexpected happens, and it's at times like these that we cling to him who supplies all our needs. When all the stuff of life is stripped away, three things remain: faith, hope, and love. And the love we carry in everlasting life, and the love that we share in holding on to the joy of happy memories, does not shelter us from death, but our faith helps us to see it quite differently and put it into perspective. The Thessalonians were wondering why many of their fellow believers had died and what would happen to them when Jesus returned. Paul wanted the Thessalonians to understand that death is not the end. The great hope for all believers is in the resurrection, because Jesus Christ came back to life. And so will all believers, including those who have died already. Therefore, we need not despair. When loved ones die, or world events take a tragic turn, God will turn tragedy to triumph, poverty to riches, pain to glory, and defeat to victory. All believers throughout history will stand united in God's very presence, safe and secure. As Paul comforted the Thessalonians with the promise of resurrection, so should we comfort and reassure each other with this great hope. Yesterday, I went to a grief workshop at St. Paul's Church in Tiverton by Andrea Corrie, whose teenage son died in a tragic drowning accident. She said the Bible verse that helped her get through and make sense of her son's death was Psalm 139, verse 16. And it reads this: "All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." We don't know, do we, the number of our days, but God does. And for some of us, those number of days for those we love are way too few. Paul challenges all of us at the end of the day. And at the end of this chapter, by saying, "Therefore, encourage one another with these words," this passage can be a great comfort when a believer dies. That same love unites believers in this life and will unite believers when Christ returns and reigns for eternity. The most comforting of all Psalms, the 23rd one, concludes this: "Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." So be it. So be it, friends, for all of us now and then. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, now we have our intercessions. Let us pray for the peace of the world, for leaders of nations, that they may have the courage to know and wisdom to do what is right, for all who work to improve international relationships, that they may find the true way to bring harmony and reconciliation to all people, and for men and women the world over, that they may know justice and freedom and live in the security and peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Most gracious God and Father, in those will it is our peace, turn our hearts and the hearts of all people to yourself, that by the power of your Spirit, the peace which is founded on righteousness may be established throughout the whole world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let us pray for all who suffer as a result of war, for the injured and the disabled, for the mentally distressed, and for those whose faith in God or men has been weakened or destroyed, for the homeless and refugees, for those who are hungry, and for all who have lost their livelihood and security, for those who mourn their dead, for those who have lost husband or wife, children or parents, and especially for those who have no hope in Christ to sustain them in their grief. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, infinite in wisdom, love and power, have compassion on those for whom we pray, and help us to use all suffering in the cause of your kingdom, through him who gave himself for us upon the cross. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us pledge ourselves anew to the service of God and of our fellow men and women. May we help, encourage and comfort others and support those working for the relief of those in need and for the peace and welfare of the nations. And now we're going to move to the collect for the day. Almighty Father, whose will is to restore all things, in your beloved Son, the King of all, govern the hearts and minds of those in authority, and bring the families of the nations, divided and torn apart by the ravages of sin, to be subject to his just and gentle rule, who is alive and reigns with you,
in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Now to the act of commitment. We'll say it together. Lord God, our Father, we pledge ourselves to you and all people in the cause of peace, for the relief of want and suffering, and for the praise of your name. Guide us by your Spirit. Give us wisdom. Give us courage. Give us hope. And keep us faithful now and always. Amen. And the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be
done
on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God the Father, by whose glory Christ was raised from the dead, strengthen us to walk with him in his risen life, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst us and remain with us and those we love and pray for today and always. Amen. Amen. Amen.